San Jose, Oakland. It's 7 o'clock.
I'm John Lobertini in the KGO Newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour. Game 2 of the NBA playoffs for the Golden State Warriors.
Down the lane to the rim. Right-hand floater. Good! And a foul! Steph Curry with a dribble drive.
You hear that crowd reaction? Well, New Orleans coach Monty Williams says the raucous crowd at Oracle on Saturday was so distracting it affected his team. In fact, the coach hinted the decibel level may have violated league rules. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live at Oracle Arena in Oakland, where fans are again ready to make life hard on the visiting team. Tiana?
Well, John, fans are closing down their tailgate celebrations here in the parking lot of Oracle Arena and making their way inside to watch Game 2 against the Pelicans. Tip-off is in about 30 minutes. Fans are excited. They say they plan to cheer even louder tonight after the Pelicans head coach admitted that the crowd noise and nerves contributed to their game one loss. And fans say they want to be even louder tonight.
We're going to win it in four?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of Saturday's game?
I think we are toying with them too much.
So, yeah, fans said they're going to bring it even harder tonight. And mostly everyone I've seen is representing with their blue and gold shirts, hats, shoes. One guy I saw had on a full blue and gold morph suit. The Warriors are passing out blue and gold T-shirts that says strength in numbers to everyone coming into the arena tonight. So we'll see how that affects the Pelicans game, an expected sellout crowd here as well. So strength in numbers, John. Live at Oracle Arena, Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
In San Francisco, the sheriff gets his record cleared. We're talking about Sheriff Ross Mercurimi and a domestic violence conviction. Here's KGO 810 Scott Lettieri.
It took about 2 minutes. An attorney for Mercurimi went into court, asked a Superior Court judge to wipe out his misdemeanor domestic violence conviction. The judge agreed, and that was that.
The law affords everyone the right to ask for an expungement.
District Attorney spokesman Alex Bastian. Restrictions on Mercurimi have been lifted, but the perception remains. The sheriff pleaded guilty to a charge of misdemeanor false imprisonment for an incident that involved his wife, who pled her husband's case.
Across the globe, unrest in the Middle East has a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier steaming towards the waters off Yemen tonight. National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto explains why.
The Navy says that this is because of the instability in Yemen. It's to keep those key shipping lanes open for vital international trade. True, but we also know the U.S. Has boarded at least one ship looking for the possibility that that ship was bringing arms, Iranian arms, to the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
Well, sending warships to that region comes amid rising tension between Iran and U.S. ally Saudi Arabia, which has been carrying out airstrikes against those Houthi rebels in Yemen. The growing presence of ISIS on American soil is becoming more alarming by the day. In Minnesota today, 6 men officially charged for their roles in an ISIS-inspired terrorist plot. Correspondent Ryan Young says the plot fell apart when one of the men turned to the FBI.
It was one of the members in the group who decided to turn evidence for the FBI and started recording some of this information and the meetings.
Two of the men were detained in San Diego. That's where they allegedly had driven to obtain bogus travel documents, cross into Mexico, and then continue on to the Middle East. A booming technology industry is leading to a spike in evictions in San Francisco. Rents are higher than they've been in a decade, and that's among the reasons tenants are fighting back.
Rent board data shows evictions steadily going up over the last 5 years. Maria Zamudio with the housing rights group Just Cause tells KGO many tenants don't know their rights and they're being told to move for what they say are minor issues like not recycling on time, carrying a bicycle down the hall, or storing a baby stroller in the hallway.
We're here today to launch our tenants' rights campaign.
Kathy Limskin is a long-term tenant worried about the future. She blames the tech companies and city politicians.
There's a lot of greed there.
We've heard that before. That's KGO 810's Katie Lever. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. We recently had the Zero Res technicians clean 3 of our carpeted rooms. They weren't just prompt, they were early. And stains that had been in our family room from years of bending the rules and allowing meals by the TV are gone. We're not embarrassed to have the neighbors over anymore. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean 3 rooms. Plus, get a 20-foot hallway cleaned for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. If your allergies are kicking in, you should know an air duct cleaning by Zero Res is surprisingly inexpensive and may even be less than the allergy medicine you're buying. Call Zero Res at 877-321-0739 to jump on this deal for the first 10 callers. Or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. We'll start in San Francisco, northbound 101 at the 80 eastbound connector. You got an accident there that's blocking the left lane, and that has traffic crawling now from Cesar Chavez. Southbound 101 is locked up badly, too. In fact, beyond Van Ness to Market Street. Eastbound 80 at Treasure Island, you got a broken down vehicle there. No lane info, but it's keeping things a bit slow back across the lower deck to the Skyway. In Oakland, southbound 880, you got Warriors traffic still keeping things stop and go from about 980 to Fruitvale. And in Cupertino, southbound 85 at De Anza Boulevard, a minor accident there in the center divider. It looks like they're finally getting this cleared up. Traffic's beginning to move, but it's still very heavy back to 280. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters. Big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Clouds moving in overnight as cooler weather settles in and the possibility of rain. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Francis Sting Lawson.
So we'll see temperatures in the upper 50s near the coast, around the bay in the 60s, and inland, our warmest spots will only get up into the low 70s. Now, this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 59 degrees in Dublin. It's 58 in Walnut Creek, 60 in Oakland, 65 in San Jose, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Bring it on, Willie. 420, everybody.
The Drex Radio Show in effect.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not.
That's right.
Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, you keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot.
I want to send this one out to the Pelicans.
That cackle babble head in the box. Must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes and it's scaring me out of my socks.
It's Merle. It's Willie and Merle.
But buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot.
Sing it! Whether you like it or not.
I mean, this is like a number one song. I love it.
I like it. I give it a 10. I can don't see dough to it.
Listen to this line. All the whiskey in Lynchburg. All right, 420 for dummies. The term 420, in case you don't know, also known as the Stoner's New Year and Miller Time for hippies, began back in 1971 with five friends known as the Waldos at San Rafael High School, just north of San Francisco here in the Bay. They heard a rumor that a member of the Coast Guard could no longer tend to his marijuana plot in the Point Reyes Forest, so they decided to look for it. Now, for weeks, the group would meet at 4:20 in the afternoon, you know, after various athletic practices ended in such shenanigans, to smoke weed and search for the orphaned patch. A few of them later begin to hang out, and they hung out with Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, who lived in the area. And while the Waldos never found the patch, their meeting time was sped up and then spread internationally by the Deadheads and written about in High Times.
Isn't that amazing?
An international code. Yes, it is now becoming
because
an international code.
Because it was before social media.
For getting high.
And this just took off.
Yep. So it's nothing new. What is new, and let's get him on the phone right now because it's almost showtime.
We got to take care of Matt.
Oracle. Yes. We have Matt Kolsky, our man from KNBR, our sister radio station. Matt, how are you?
He's on his way to the Oracle Arena.
Are you going to make a hell of a lot of noise, I hope?
Yeah, well, I'm still feeling that out, you know, as a respectable member of the press. I'm not sure if I can legitimately sit in the media section of Oracle and make noise.
Oh, well,
we'll
but yes,
happens.
You can witness
it. I'm going to wait for someone else.
Well, that's fine.
And
so,
then I go.
So let's talk about what happened over the weekend. The Pelicans coach says the Oracle noise level is out of hand, and he's pretty sure it's a violation of rules. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
That is what he said. Now, I have since heard a couple of explanations for this. I mean, so obviously when you hear a guy say that, it sounds like he's saying one of two things. One it would be if he's suggesting somehow or trying to intimate that the Warriors are doing something illegal and perhaps, shall we say, sourcing their crowd noise from somewhere other than the crowd.
Right, piping it in. Yes, there are
right.
There are sport organizations that do that. I'm sure you can name a couple. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of Bay Area fans would tell you that the Seattle Seahawks do that, although there's never been proof.
I've heard that.
The Falcons in the NFL just got dinged for it. They just got fined for it. So the Falcons definitely were doing it. It's obviously been done. I think the notion that the Warriors would be doing that is absurd and also completely antithetical to the experience of anyone who's been to Oracle in the last 20 years, much of which was for terrible basketball, by the way. The Oracle faithful are among the best fan bases of any sport anywhere, and that has been borne out over the years. So, you know, that makes you think that's probably not what he's saying. The other thing that it sounds like he might be saying is that somehow the noise level that the fans make is illegal.
That's right.
Really is, that sounds like the whiniest, most pathetic, like I don't even know it, – It seems crazy that the head coach of an NBA playoff team could actually be suggesting that.
Well, perhaps if they'd start winning, then there would be less noise.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's a classic, oh, you want us quiet. Well, there's one good way to do that, and it's win. But I don't expect them to do that at Oracle this playoff. So here's what may be the actual explanation, or maybe equivocating from a team employee. Late in the afternoon on KNBR, we talked to the radio play-by-play guy from the Pelicans.
Right, yes.
And he insists, and I guess it's legitimate, he says that what Monty Williams was actually talking about is the PA voice for the Warriors. The PA, a volume level of the PA announcer and the in-game host screaming about made buckets or what have you, that level is exceeding a, you know, some sort of rule decibel level for in-game PA sound.
Well, Pelican star Anthony Davis said Oracle was so loud he couldn't hear his coaches and teammates, you know.
Yeah, and guess what? After a day of complaining about noise, guess when it's going to be louder?
Tonight.
So, it should be interesting. I expect it to reach deafening levels during this game tonight. Particularly, well, I mean, you just wait for either a lob dunk or, you know, Steph or Clay hit a couple of threes in a row, and the roof's going to.
Well, Nikki and Brett from the KGO newsroom right before they left the air said that they're actually handing out horns, or people are bringing horns tonight to make it louder than ever.
Yes, there was a Facebook sort of rallying cry for some like handheld megaphones, you know, not electric, but
yeah,
just the kind that expand like that a yell leader in a cheerleading squad would use.
Make
we'll
mo noise.
Really make an appearance. I think that there might just be a few hundred of those, but I'll tell you what, man, the 19 whatever thousand people that it is that fill Oracle Arena all year and have done it for years and years now, even before the team was any good, they know their job, and they do it really well, probably better than any other fan base.
Well, speaking of making Mo noise, maybe we need to make Mo noise for the Giants. That didn't work out so well against the Diamondbacks or the Rockies.
Nothing really has worked. Yeah, or the Rockies. Or
oh, my goodness.
It's been bad.
Yeah, yesterday was painful.
It's been really bad.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, the Giants have always been a team that relies on pitching more than offense, but there's relying on pitching more than offense, and then there's simply not having any offense, and that's where they're at right now. It's a real mess, and, boy, you know, Hunter Pence just can't come back fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. That's the only thing on the horizon that I see improving it.
All right, well, thank you very much. I'll let you get over to the game, and, you know, if it
bring
gets...
Bring us home a win.
Hey, if it gets super rowdy and it's super noisy, feel free to call us. That would be so much fun, so we can hear the noise live.
See if we can pin the meters.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, let me ask you this, Matt. Did you hear about the Cubs pitcher who throws his entire glove to get an out because the ball was stuck inside?
No, I missed it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, of course, you know, they were playing the Padres, so I was watching the game against the Cubs.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday. And I've got like 10 seconds of audio. I'm going to play it on the other side, but it's so much fun. And, of course, the Cubs lost and nobody cared. You know, nobody could care less, but that's what they expect. But nonetheless, all right, well, have a blast and call us with the noise.
Yeah, I will see what I can do.
Okay, very good. Have a great time. Matt Kalski from our sister station, KNBR. All right, stillblowingsmoke.org or .bs? We're going to talk about vaping coming up next. I'll let you hear this Cubs pitcher. He threw the entire glove. Now, how does this happen when you're playing the baseball? The ball went up in your glove. That could only happen to the Cubs.
Need to Velcro it tighter, I guess.
It's totally viral today. I'll give you 10 seconds of it coming up. First, we're going to check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll start in San Francisco again, northbound 101 at the 80 connector. You've still got an accident there that looks like it's still blocking the left lane. Traffic is hardly moving at all from Cesar Chavez still. And southbound 101 is still very jammed up and beyond Van Ness all the way back to Market Street. Hardly moving at all. Good news, though. Eastbound 80 at Treasure Island looks like they got that broken down vehicle out of the way there. Things are only minor delays in pockets back to the Skyway. Now, eastbound 80 in San Francisco is still jammed solidly from 101 up to about Fremont. Northbound 880 between Union City and Hayward, you've still got some slow-to-stop-and-go traffic in pockets from about Whipple Road up to West A Street and coming across the San Mateo Bridge on the eastbound side. Construction is going to keep you sluggish most of the way across. Weatherford BMW Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free 2-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-TRADE. 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
This is Ron Owens. In the last couple of months, you may have heard me talk about the great experience I had shopping for a new Mercedes-Benz as a gift for my wife, Jan, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. My younger daughter, Laura, and I were greeted by their courteous, knowledgeable, no-pressure sales staff who made the entire transaction easy. If you're thinking of buying or leasing a Mercedes-Benz, you owe it to yourself to check out how affordable the C-Class and the new CLA are. In fact, check out all the Mercedes-Benz models, even the hard-to-find ones, at Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco. They're on 8th Street between Bryant and Brannan. In the East Bay, visit Mercedes-Benz of Oakland, conveniently located on Broadway in downtown Oakland. Both dealerships have the exact colors and options you want with a combined inventory of more than 600 vehicles. And of course, you can shop online anytime from the comfort of your home or office or on your mobile device. Just go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. That's 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
It's the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay on KGO 810 and around the world at KGORadio.com. Feel free to stream us or join us via podcast or download the app today at your app store, KGO Radio. Okay, so here's the great thing about John Lester of the Cubs. He was this close to giant, you know, to being a giant, signing with the Giants, but he went to the Cubs. So yesterday, he threw his entire glove. How does this happen when you're wearing a baseball glove? Does the baseball go up into your entire glove? So what did he do? He threw the glove.
With the baseball in it.
During the second inning. No, so it was stuck, and so he just threw the glove. Did it work? I'll let you know.
Snagged by Lester, and he'll throw the glove.
And Rizzo drops his glove so he could catch Lester's glove. That's the smartest play in the history of baseball.
Oh.
But how about Rizzo dropping his glove? This is just very clever. Good thing the ball didn't pop out.
Oh, come on over here to the Giants side, man. Things that could have been. All right, let's say hi to our first guest on this 420. Uh-oh, I hope we didn't lose him. It looks like we might have lost him. So, that's okay. Telephone things happen. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. So, here's what we want to talk about. We're going to talk about vaping and e-cigarettes. I don't think you could watch television and not see this. I don't think I've seen such a campaign from the state of California since, Get Covered California, you know, when it was Obamacare time to sign up as they did the countdown. So this stillblowingsmoke.org thing is going on, and you hear the music bed, lollipop, 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 lollipop. In other words, the point is they're trying to sell vaping to kids, and that's probably not a good thing. But quite frankly, when it comes to e-cigarettes and vaping, I don't think we know the truth. So we've invited Tim Gibbs to join us from the American Cancer Society and the Cancer Action Network. Good evening, Tim.
Hi, how you doing, Drex?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for joining me. So I think that a lot of adults who are not familiar with smoking tobacco, such as myself, I've seen e-cigarettes, but I don't understand them, quite frankly, and honestly, not to sound ignorant, but I don't get vaping either. So could you explain it to everybody?
Well, e-cigarettes are a tobacco product. They are derived from nicotine from a tobacco plant. So what people will often do is, instead of using a combustible cigarette, they will heat this liquid nicotine to a really high temperature and inhale the aerosol that comes out of the liquid nicotine along with other chemicals and ingest nicotine that way.
Okay, is it the same amount? And by the way, is it as addictive or lethal?
Well, it certainly is as addictive. I mean, when people. Often people would say they're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, so they'll switch to e-cigarettes. However, if you're still using an e-cigarette, you're still just as addicted to nicotine. And there's sort of a variety of controls you can do on your sort of vape pen or whatever contraption they're using, and they can, in fact, inhale much more nicotine and inhale it even deeper to get nicotine. And what people will often do as well is sort of have the like a dual use user. So they're using a e-cigarettes when they're in places where they're not allowed to smoke, and then they're still smoking. So they're, you know, getting that much more nicotine and you know, not weaning themselves off of, you know, being addicted.
But we don't have numbers on that. Wouldn't that be correct?
In terms of how many people use e-cigarettes?
Or do both?
No, but I mean, there's certain studies out there that show that people who are, you know, who are trying to quit, or they say they're trying to quit cigarettes, are often become dual use users.
Well, often.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the good news. If there's any good news, teen smoking has hit a new low last year. But the popularity of e-cigarettes and water pipes, hookahs, for example, is up how much? I mean, good Lord, to more than 13%.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's really frightening in a lot of ways. I mean, in just in the past year, in the year 2014, e-cigarette usage amongst, you know, high school students has tripled. You know, in 2013, there was about 600,000 kids nationwide who had tried an e-cigarette. That, in just 1 year, that number has gone up to 2 million. And that's, you know, really frightening because we are, you know, we have the potential to create an entire new generation of nicotine addicts. And so, and you know, there's been, we've had studies that have shown if you're, if you start using an e-cigarette, you're more likely to graduate to traditional cigarettes than if you haven't done either.
Okay. Oh, where's that from? I hadn't read that.
That is from the University of California at San Francisco, a report by Stan Glenn.
Okay.
Right on. Well,
because,
I've
I mean, again, the good news is that kids aren't smoking smoke into their lungs. So I feel like we're missing the silver lining here.
Well, the problem is that e-cigarettes are a relatively new phenomenon. I mean, nobody knows the long-term health effects. I mean, you are heating chemicals to a really high temperature and ingesting the particulate matter that come from the aerosol, you know, really deep into your lungs. And I mean, it took us, you know, 50 years to figure out that cigarettes, how bad they were for us. And then the entire time the tobacco companies were saying, no, you know, there's no health effects. They have doctors who are showing that, you know, this brand is healthier than this brand. And with e-cigarettes, you know, we feel like the tobacco companies are at it again. You know, you see advertisements,
right,
where, you can even look at the ads, put some of the ads side by side, and it's the exact same as 50 years ago. But, you know, 50 years ago, you had low tar cigarettes, you had light cigarettes, which didn't mean anything. Those were not any healthier at all. And what we're wary of is that you see these same advertisements from these same tobacco companies.
But ads aren't scientific studies.
Yeah. Well, so when I come back here, I want to ask you about the advertising, because you're right. I mean, they're using cartoon characters, they're using celebrities, you know, and there is no regulation whatsoever. And I want to ask whether this is a new way to addict and poison kids. If we'll just hold on, if you can hold on for a second, we'll be right back. Because we want to talk about the whole vaping thing, and the big anti campaign and the big anti about all of this is, are they switching from cigarettes and trying to get your kids addicted vis-a-vis vaping and e-cigarettes, 808-0810. And do you think that the state of California should hammer down on this immediately? 808-0810. We'll be right back. It's time to check in with KGO News Center and John Lobertini.
If you have a mortgage, your lender may be charging you for mortgage insurance every month to protect them. Well, home values have been improving, and a higher value means Cash Call Mortgage can probably refinance your mortgage and eliminate those expensive mortgage insurance payments. Why keep paying for something that does nothing for you except cost you money? Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH. In minutes, we can tell you what your home's current value looks like and if we can eliminate your mortgage insurance. And when you refi with Cash Call, we can probably cut your interest rate too, with no closing costs. Because Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. So make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH. That's 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. 80% or less loan to value required to eliminate mortgage insurance. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGO. So, vaping, good or bad? I mean, it's probably better than smoking a cigarette, but nonetheless, they're advertising to your children big time. How do you feel about that? 808-0810. We'll continue our conversation with Tim Gibbs from the American Cancer Society coming up next. But first, John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, the Golden State Warriors and the NBA playoffs. Game two with the New Orleans Pelicans just minutes away from tip-off, and among the big storylines tonight, the fans, the loud and rowdy fans at Oracle Arena. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is live in Oakland, where she's been hanging out with those playoffs lost starved fans this afternoon. Tiana?
That's right. Lots of excitement around here tonight. All of the excited fans, however, are now inside the stadium with tip-off. I expect it to happen any minute. The blue and gold is strong out here, ready to cheer on the Warriors to victory in Game 2, the postseason playoff series. And cheering just may be the key. As the Pelicans head coach says, fans were so loud on Saturday's Game 1 here at Oracle that his players were distracted and unable to pull out a win. So it's no surprise that Warriors fans say they plan to take it to an even higher decibel. Tonight, live here in Oakland, I'm Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
Our next story, honey, don't leave the kids in the car with the car running.
Absolutely a learning experience. We all make mistakes. None of us are perfect.
A Fairfield mother cutting her husband a lot of slack after the family car was briefly stolen with their 8-year-old still inside. KGO 810's Kim McAllister with how it all worked out.
Around 4:45 a.m., a father was packing the kids up in the car for his wife so that she could drive them to school. Fairfield Police Officer Catherine McCormick.
The best that we can hope for in a situation like this is to be able to reunite, which we were luckily able to do this morning, thanks to one of our residents in the area who happened to see the news or see the Amber Alert.
The boy's mother, Suzanne Guzman, says this is a frightening experience.
I went inside and I'm like, Paul, the car's not there.
Just after 8 this morning, she got her boy back.
Amazing. I was just completely overjoyed with goosebumps, and I just wanted to squeeze him. I probably hurt him a little bit.
Suspect is still at large. A Hayward man is the latest to breach security at the White House. Jerome Hunt accused of climbing over a fence on the south side of the First Family's home. Today, Press Secretary Josh Earnest talked about security.
The concern that everybody has, including the Secret Service, is making sure that those security precautions are balanced against the priority of protecting public access to the White House.
Hunt was immediately arrested. He is charged with unlawful entry, which, believe it or not, is a minor misdemeanor offense. In San Francisco, orange is the new black, gold is the new blue, and now brown is the new green. KGO 810's Rob Artigo explains what that has to do with your lawn.
The signs will start popping up all over the city. You may have already seen some. About 2,000 have been printed by the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission.
Brown is the new green campaign.
Francesca Vitor is the vice president of the commission.
By putting one of these signs on their lawn if they have one, or on their little green patch if they have one, and to go green. Go brown.
Call it team spirit when it comes to water saving.
We've gone past that 10% voluntary reduction, but we need to do more.
Of course, there is an element of green shaming involved here. A green lawn is a watered lawn and therefore not in keeping with the spirit of peer pressure-oriented conservation.
Only in San Francisco. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy raising prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives. And we hand it off now to Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city again. Northbound 101 at the 80 connector. That's where an accident is being reported, but I am getting some conflicting reports that it's on the other side. Regardless, traffic is still crawling on northbound 101 all the way back to Cesar Chavez. I mean, it's hardly moving at all. Eastbound on the Skyway, traffic is barely moving from 101 up to about Fremont. Southbound 101 is jammed from 80 back to beyond Van Ness all the way to Market Street, and it's holding steady there, too. Traffic's hardly moving at all. Now, coming up the peninsula or down the peninsula, perhaps, you've got no issues at the moment. The only slowdowns on the Nimitz are on the northbound side in Hayward, and those aren't too bad at all from, just after Whipple Road or West Tennyson, up to about West A Street. Coming across the San Mateo Bridge on 92 eastbound, you're going to catch some slowdowns just as you get to midspan. This is because of construction, and it's going to keep you slow to stop and go up to about the toll plaza. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, a thicker marine layer is going to drive down temperatures over the next couple of days. Upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow morning, and the rest you'll get from KGO 810 meteorologist Francis Ding Lawson.
It will be cloudy at the coast with temperatures in the upper 50s. Around the bay, we'll start to see some sunshine in the afternoon, and inland will be warmer and sunny. Now, this area of low pressure will bring unsettled weather, just a chance of drizzle, mainly during Tuesday morning.
Partly cloudy skies around the Bay Area at this hour. It is 55 degrees in Santa Cruz, 62 in Livermore, 57 in Dublin, 59 in Oakland, 62 in San Jose, and 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810. Why should we?
From the ACM Awards last night, Florida Georgia Line, Sipping on Fire. By the way, they won the top vocal duo, but this is the way we roll. And also, the big story of the night was Miranda Lambert won 3 trophies. And we'll talk about it coming up as the show rolls on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So we're getting back to vaping, and we had some great calls here during the break. And let me get my guy back here on the phone. The gentleman is, it's Tim Gibbs from the American Cancer Society, the Cancer Action Network. And Tim, so we're talking about e-cigarettes and vaping, and we had a very interesting call. And this is kind of, a conspiracy thing, but nonetheless, I said to Heather, it's worthy of mentioning to Tim.
Oh, for sure. She wouldn't stay on the line, but we had seen the ads from stillblowingsmoke.org, and I had tried to contact those people to come on the show, and I got a lot of runaround, and no one would come on. So this caller said that Big Tobacco, and she was throwing in Big Pharma, I'm not sure why, is paying for the ads to get people not to vape because they want you to smoke. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is a lot of conspiracy right there. But why they would not come on, and by the way, it wasn't just our show. They just don't seem, they just weren't responding.
Well, to this point, it's ridiculous. Like, you've got the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, the California Department of Public Health, the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, saying that, we should regulate e-cigarettes just like we regulate other tobacco products. And to sort of think that all those groups could be in some sort of conspiracy together to ensure people
smoke more is, you know, patently ludicrous.
Right, but I could see, I mean, big tobacco, and by the way, here's the good news. If there's anything, teen smoking has hit a new low, and I'm sure, and by the way, tell me if I'm wrong, but well, I'm sure it's hit a new low with adults also, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, in California, we're at about 12% smoking prevalence statewide. But in terms of big tobacco, you know, the tobacco companies are buying up the e-cigarette companies, and, you know, within a decade, there's a Wells Fargo analysis that says, you know, the big tobacco companies will control about 75% of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, out of the legislation that a lot of the, you know, fight to not have e-cigarettes be regulated is, you know, taking place behind the scenes from the tobacco companies.
Okay, so e-cigarettes,
I mean, are fully engaged in the e-cigarette marketplace at this point.
All right, so if we're talking about vapes or vape pens or mods or cloud pens or vaporizers or e-hookahs, whatever, these e-cigarette manufacturers, they're not required to disclose what chemicals are in them, right? So how they're made or the potential health risk or anything. There seems to be no oversight. That's the crazy thing to me.
Yeah, not at all. And right now there's no FDA oversight at all. And I mean, there's only so much that the state of California can do, but it's really incumbent upon the federal government to regulate what's coming into the United States as, you know, different e-juice or vapor products. And the reason in a lot of these scientific studies, you get a lot of different answers in terms of what potential carcinogens are in e-cigarettes is because, you know, there's just every e-cigarette is slightly different and every sort of concoction is slightly different.
Okay.
And, nobody overseeing this.
Okay. So. One thing I want to run by you. So the just water vapor myth, and a yes or no on this, contrary to popular belief, e-cigarette users don't inhale or exhale water vapor. E-cigarettes produce an aerosol that pollutes the air. Is that true? The aerosol is a mixture of nicotine, tiny particulates of metal, and some of those harmful toxic chemicals can be found just like secondhand smoke.
Yes, that is true. I mean, you know, most scientists would say that the e-cigarette aerosol is not as harmful as the smoke that you inhale, but that doesn't mean it's not unhealthy and it doesn't mean it's not harmful. I mean, remember, I mean, cigarettes in our country kill 440,000 people every year. And if something is a little bit less harmful, that still has the potential to kill an awful lot of people.
But we don't know that yet.
We do know that nicotine, which is constant in e-cigarettes, is a, you know, a highly addictive neurotoxin, and it has, you know, pretty serious health impacts on adolescents. We do know that the state of California's Prop 65 warnings with, you know, there's 10 chemicals that have been found in e-cigarettes that are on California's Prop 65 warnings that have been shown to cause, you know, cancer and health effects.
Well,
in certain quantities.
Right. So let me ask you this. I'm a guy who has never smoked a tobacco cigarette in my, yes, it is 420. I've never smoked a tobacco cigarette in my entire life. So if I were to pick up an e-cigarette because I'm thinking, well, you know, I hear it's not that bad and it's not that addictive. I don't know where the FDA's at. Would I become addicted to e-cigarettes like I would if I were to start smoking cigarettes?
Absolutely. I mean, you're still inhaling nicotine. And the nicotine, as I said before, has varying levels. Some are higher than cigarettes and some aren't. But you're still, you know, experimenting with a highly addictive neurotoxin. And you know, it's essentially playing Russian roulette to get yourself addicted to this substance.
You might find yourself enjoying nicotine gum.
Right. Well, I would hate to get hooked on tobacco or nicotine. That's my thing. So...
The difference is, you know, with nicotine gum and other FDA-approved cessation devices is that, you know, these have gone through rigorous clinical trials, and e-cigarettes haven't. And in fact, one of the biggest independent e-cigarette manufacturers, Enjoy, in 2009, there was a court case where they sued the federal government so to avoid being regulated as an FDA cessation device.
They won,
and their defense was that they're a tobacco product. But now, you know, in the California legislature, they are arguing that they should not be. They're arguing that e-cigarettes should not be regulated as a tobacco product, and that they are not a tobacco product.
And that goes
back trying to have it both ways.
I know, but that sounds
you're trying to have it both ways.
See, oh, that's interesting, Tim.
Yes, and Tim, and I know, you know, you don't want to play into the conspiracy theory, but it makes my head spin around to what the caller said and what Heather said at the beginning of this. It's like a big Well, that's interesting, now, isn't it? Yes,
but it was so clear, and Tim made the point.
I know
that Big Tobacco saw how e-cigarettes were taking off and said, of course we want a slice of that pie.
Yeah, why would they not?
I still come down on the side of I want more study first and that it's so much better than smoking. And honestly, I sat next to two vapors at our Easter brunch and I never even knew when they were doing it or not. It could just be, yeah. I didn't know until I looked over that there was a little bit of steam coming out of them.
I just wanted to make the point that, I mean, nobody's talking about banning e-cigarettes. There's legislation in the state capitol, SB 140 by Senator Mark Leno from San Francisco.
That's correct.
Who has a bill to regulate e-cigarettes as a tobacco product. And all this would do is to apply the same rules to e-cigarettes that are already in existence for traditional cigarettes. So right now there's no law against smoking an e-cigarette in the movies. There's no law against smoking an e-cigarette in a restaurant or a daycare center. And so this would, you know, apply that standard we have for cigarettes to tobacco. And the other thing it would do, it would apply the standards we use for age verification to prevent youth from purchasing tobacco products to e-cigarettes as well.
One thing that I do want to point out, and I think this is really important, especially if you have kids, the e-liquids are poisonous for sure if swallowed. Small children or pets can become seriously ill or die if they swallow the e-liquid. It's very harmful if it gets under your skin or in your eyes. The small e-cigarette batteries are also poisonous. They're poisonous as hell if swallowed.
Well, you wouldn't want to eat any battery.
Yeah. According to the poison control system right here in California, the number of e-cigarette incidents has jumped from 19 in 2012 to, near 300 in the last year, over a 1,200% increase. And more to come, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, as these things get more popular and, until the FDA finally regulate these cigarettes, you're going to see more of these types of things happen.
So is it a gateway thing or is there a path out?
The studies we have seen have not, there's been no sort of population-based studies that have shown it helps people quit smoking. You'll hear some anecdotal evidence that, this person quit or this person quit, but they're still addicted to nicotine. But we haven't seen any studies that have shown it actually helps people quit smoking cigarettes and B, rid themselves of the addiction to nicotine. And as I mentioned before, what often happens is people become dual use users. So they'll use e-cigarettes when they can, and then they'll use traditional cigarettes as well.
I think the final thing to be said, and we'll find out if this is a fad or not, will it stick around or come back to haunt us?
And
only time will tell.
I'm just concerned, and I much respect him. This was very informative, but I really am concerned about throwing the baby out with the bathwater if people are using e-cigarettes instead of smoking. Burning vegetable matter into their lungs. At this point in time, I'm all for it.
Well, tobacco is a plant as well. So
that's what I mean, burning vegetable matter being the tobacco. I mean, you wouldn't stand outside a burning building and go, that's horrible.
Right.
But an e-cigarette, I'm just like, let our people have their e-cigs.
Right.
I just don't see anything wrong with it.
Nobody's saying they can't do it. We just want the same, at your desk at work.
I still think you should be able to do that.
Right. Well, I disagree. Not in the workplace. Not inside the office. I think that's a bad idea. So we disagree. We'll agree to disagree there. But Tim Gibbs, I do appreciate you talking to us this evening from the American Cancer Society and the Cancer Action Network.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a million.
And have a good week. And I do appreciate it. Second, like I said, by the way, I have a question. When you said Easter dinner and both of they were vaping on both sides of you, did they smoke cigarettes prior to them smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, so they just switched the vape.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did totally. They're not dual users. I kind of don't understand that. I'm sure he's right. And
so
some people
do it. They're done with cigarettes.
But I don't know why you would do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, the only bad thing, and so maybe Tim would enjoy this. Maybe he's still listening. But one guy quit and he was doing okay. But then once e-cigarettes came along, he was like, oh, come to daddy. We want my nicotine. So he feels, you know, sort of absolved and it's okay for him to use this. The other guy went straight from smoke to vape. So
okay. Well, we know what today is. It's 420. Yes or BS. We'll play. Yes, in just a minute. Don't go away. We got a lot of good stuff tonight. And Willie's brand new song. And I just think Willie's got a number one song on his hands, at least for today.
It is
on 420.
Damn catchy.
Yeah, that's
coming up. You know, I walked across the street
yeah.
to get us some Doritos. No, I'm kidding. I got us some regular food. And I was singing it to myself from having heard it just one time.
Well, we'll play a little bit for you next, coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Well, let's check
your
in with
business is
Lee
your
Graham
passion.
Coming up.
And at Bank of the West, getting to know it is ours. We take the time to get to know you and your business so we can help when you need it. Right now, get 30-year amortization on owner-occupied commercial real estate loans with a 10-year fixed-rate term and secured business lines of credit at prime plus 0% through June 5th, 2015. It's another reason to go west. Bank of the West.
Equal housing lender member FDIC. Loan subject to credit approval. Other conditions and restrictions apply. Offer subject to change.
All right, we'll start in San Francisco. Still the biggest, by far, the biggest delays in the Bay Area right now. Northbound 101 at the 80 connector. Looks like they're finally getting that accident cleared up there. And traffic is starting to move, but it's slow. You're still jammed solid back just before Cesar Chavez on the northbound side. Southbound 101 back to Van Ness and past Van Ness back to Market Street. It is still crawling. Eastbound on the Skyway, you're looking better. It's stop and go. I won't say it's not moving at all. It's still stop and go up to about Fremont. Once you get onto the lower deck, you've got minor delays out to Treasure Island or a little past Treasure Island. In San Jose, northbound 85 at Camden Avenue, a broken down Honda there in the second lane to watch out for. Look way up to the north here, Vacaville, vehicle fire on 505 southbound. A little after 80 eastbound. It's on the right shoulder. Just give authorities some room to get that taken care of if you would. And in Orinda, 24 eastbound at Alcalanes Road, you got a four-vehicle bang up there. In the center divider, it is clearing, and you've only got minor delays as you approach the wreck. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The California state solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Semper Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Semper Solaris? We hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Semper Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
How can we make you happy? Well, at DGDG.com, one of the things we do is provide you with some of the most highly trained product specialists in America. Non-commissioned product specialists who have a passion for cars and take great pride in their expertise. Car enthusiasts that can help you find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. So, how can we make you happy? We'll find out more at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Hello?
Hi, is this Amy?
Speaking.
This is Steve from LifeLock, calling about your response to the alert we sent for a credit application at a store in Portland.
Yes, that wasn't me. I'm in Tampa.
I understand. I'm going to work with you to help you resolve this, okay?
Thanks, Steve. I feel better already.
LifeLock detects threats to your finances, alerts you to danger, and helps restore your identity if anything's found. And with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, you get protection for your bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides comprehensive identity theft protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Thank goodness for Zero Res, your go-to carpet cleaner. Also cleans air ducts, so last year's dust and pollen doesn't make you sneeze. Call now. Clean each room for $39 when you clean at least three rooms, but only for the first 10 callers. 877-321-0739.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
All right, bring it on, Willie and Merle, with the song of the day on this 420.
It's all going to pot.
Yeah, that's right.
Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey.
See, this is probably better than vaping. We should have asked him about that.
Yeah.
SF certainly is. Over, was it Hate Today? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Walking around the city.
I guess it was. It caused traffic jams
right
in the panhandle area.
We've been overrun by skunks.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all gone to pot.
You want to play Yes or BS?
Sure.
Okay,
what
so
is it?
The movie Half Baked is set in New York, but was mostly filmed in Canada. Yes or BS?
BS.
No, yes. When they visit their friend in jail, they're actually standing outside a water treatment plant in Toronto. In the opening scene of The Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges writes a check at the store for $420. Yes or BS?
BS.
You're right. He buys a carton and a half, and the check he writes is for 69 cents.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But still,
okay.
It had to be something jokey.
I
can't even remember who was in Half Baked.
Oh, my goodness.
I might need some hints here.
In the 2001 movie How High, the main characters fertilize their new batch of weed with their dead friend's ashes.
Ew.
Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes. Then when they smoke it, it summons his ghost. See? How fun is that?
What was that called? I need to put that on Netflix.
Yes. How High.
Okay.
Just How High. Yeah. And today would be a good day to watch that. Neil Patrick Harris played a drugged up version of himself in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. But he'd turned it down. The writer's second choice, if he would have, was Ralph Macchio.
Oh, my God. BS.
No, yes. They wanted a former child actor who had the wholesome image.
Oh.
Yes. How about that? And finally, yes or BS, Dazed and Confused features the word man more than 400, actually, more than 200 times. Yes or BS?
Totally more than that.
By
yes.
Three. Yes. 203 times to be exact.
Hey, well,
man.
That's it?
Hey, man. Hey,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Hey, man. Hey, man. All right. When we come back. Let me see here. Oh, we're going to talk about what do Michael Bublé, Britt McHenry from ESPN, yes, her, and Giorgio Armani have in common? They all need to bust out the hookah. That's what they have in common, and a whole lot more. And we'll get to it right after we check in with the KGO News Center on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Come out to the park April 21st through the 23rd to watch the Orange and Black take on those Bums in Blue. Your first chance this season to give Puig, Kershaw, and their Dodger teammates a giant welcome. Great seats are still available Wednesday night, and the series closes out against our division rivals on Thursday afternoon for day baseball in the city. Grab your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF, we are Giant, and we are ready to beat LA.
Fettucci & Associates, the Bay Area's retirement and financial specialists, serving Bay Area financial and retirement needs for over 30 years. Visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News
and Meet the Press
any day of the week,
any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime,